Chapter 4. The General's Family. London, July to September 1942. When Kay thought about it afterward, it all seemed quite extraordinary, the way the General's official family came together. But then she had never worked with anyone like Eisenhower. When he flew back to Washington in early June, all the Allied war offices were buzzing about his easy American charm, his big grin, and his willingness to listen to all sides. And when Kay watched his plane lift off from the Northolt RAF aerodrome, she felt an unsettling sense of absence. Quite silly, really. Their time together had been intense, yes, but it had been only a few days, and she wasn't expecting to see him again. After she and Evie and Cool had devoured his astonishing gift of chocolates, however, she couldn't bring herself to throw away his note. To Kay, with thanks for the glimpse into your war. I won't forget. She tucked it into her jewelry box as a memento of his generosity and understanding. Her two-star nobody had been generous in another way, too. She was now driving for hard-jawed, red-haired General Tui Spots, commander of the 8th Air Force at Camp Griffiths in Bushy Park, outside of London. Spots' Yank driver had gotten him lost once too often, and when he asked Kay to drive for him, he mentioned that she had come highly recommended by Eisenhower. That pleased her, and as she avidly pursued the war news on the wireless and in the newspapers, she heard his name mentioned often, especially after he was put in charge of the whole European theater of operations. He was now supreme commander. She heard that he'd gotten another star, too. At first, she was surprised by his appointment. Most of the brass she knew were egotistical, tough and gruff like Spots, or petty and often malicious like Montgomery. She would never have guessed that President Roosevelt and Prime Minister Churchill would give the top Allied job to the friendly, informal man with the easygoing manner who had ridden in the back seat of her Packard. Was he tough enough? And yet maybe tough wasn't what was wanted. She overheard General Spots telling British General Sir Alan Brooke that managing the Allied war effort was a goddamned impossible job.